From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emily Aiken. The inspection of a Mississippi bridge in northeast Missouri is on hold for a few months after the discovery of the nest of a bird listed by the state as endangered. Inspection of the Mark Twain Memorial Bridge at Hannibal was scheduled to begin April 8th until a peregrine falcon nest was found on the structure. The Hannibal Courier-Post reports that a local man, David Johnson, had photographed falcons near the bridge and believed there might be a nest. He contacted the Missouri Department of Transportation, which reached out to the World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis. Johnson provided photos confirming the discovery, and MoDOT postponed its every other year inspection until August 1st, when the falcons will likely be out of their nest. A public hearing at Columbia City Council will discuss the installation of nearly 100 new streetlights for the Downtown Streetlights Project. The Columbia Missourian reports the city installed the current Acorn streetlights in 2001. Since then, some lights have been replaced with a different style, causing a mismatch of lights in the area. Columbia Water and Light and the Downtown Community Improvement District now want to replace the lights. A memo to the council says the lights will increase police visibility and assist police cameras downtown. Scott Fines, the chair of the advisory board, said there was no data provided to show the impact of the project. He says the board had been sold on the test lights because they would increase safety, but he says no attempt was made to verify that. Columbia Regional Airport is back in business after closing last week over safety concerns. Flights began arriving and departing from the airport yesterday, although some scheduled flights from Chicago were delayed by weather. The airport closed Tuesday after airlines canceled flights because of a crown at the intersection of two runways that felt like hitting a bump during takeoff and landing. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports contractors milled off the crown and put down new pavement. It was not clear today who would pay the estimated $500,000 bill for the repair work. Interim City Manager John Glasscock said last week the Federal Aviation Administration would cover the costs. But regional spokeswoman Elizabeth Corey told the Tribune that federal funding isn't certain and would pay all the costs. An expert is predicting a fruitful season for morel mushroom hunting in Missouri because of this spring's rain and gradual warming. Ron Cook tracks the wild mushrooms as they surface across the state. He posts a map on his Missouri Morel Hunting Facebook page for his thousands of followers, noting confirmed sites where morel hunters have found the delicacies. Cook tells the Springfield Newsleader that the weather this spring is creating ideal conditions for morels to sprout. The Missouri Department of Conservation encourages morel hunting and provides a guide to help hunters differentiate between edible and poisonous mushrooms. I'm Emily Aiken, KBIA News, Columbia.